Now, it's a bit daunting coming up and speaking in front of so many people. Thankfully, I've been given a topic to speak about that I've had 14 years of experience with. Today, I want to talk about mums. But not just any mum. I want to talk about what the Bible refers to as a godly supermum. Well, the Bible might not say that exactly, but Proverbs 31 spells out the character traits of a woman that we should all aim for, or in other words, it describes how to be a godly supermum. It starts out like this. Proverbs 31:10 says, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies." Now, we don't just find rubies lying around the place, and back when this was written, you couldn't find rubies at any jewelry store. So it's saying that mums are really valuable, and a godly supermum is incredibly unique. And if you find one, you should hold on to her tight. So how do we know if we've got a godly supermum or if we've found a godly supermum? I think I've got a godly supermum. She's not the same as some of the other ones that I've met. For instance, my mum loves chocolate. Dad even calls it her medicine. I'm pretty sure that lots of mums here like chocolate, but I've met some mums who don't like chocolate at all. Pretty crazy. I mean, it tastes so good. So I can't say if someone's a godly supermum if they like chocolate or not. My mum also likes to swim. She goes to swimming squad a few times a week and trains to keep healthy and fit. But not all mums go swimming. Whenever I go to people's houses and in the garage, I see there's no like swimming bag with like flippers and boards or kickboards or whatever in the garage. So not all mums swim. A supermum doesn't have to swim. My mum's a nurse, so whenever we have a medical issue in the house, we always go to mum because she knows exactly what to do. But I've seen Glenn do the first aid at youth. So even men can be medical. So a supermum doesn't have to be the one giving out band-aids. So what is it that makes a mum into a godly supermum? It's not liking chocolate, it's not swimming, and it's not putting on band-aids. But one day in many years, I hope to be a godly supermum. I mean, it sounds like a pretty cool title, but I just wonder, what could I do to become one? Let's dig a little bit deeper into this passage. It's titled The Wife of Noble Character, which is about a godly supermum. The passage is about a wife who is precious, works tirelessly, is compassionate, and who loves and trusts the Lord. Verse 15 says, "She gets up while it's still night. She provides food for her family." Whose mum here works tirelessly for their family? I think that my mum is a hard worker. She does a lot of jobs. Firstly, she does the laundry and washes all of our clothes. Man, that's definitely a hard task, especially if it's a light load. The amount of socks and jocks that you hang up is an immense effort. Sometimes she even goes through all the pegs. Now that's a lot of socks. Next there is the taxi job, as she likes to call it. I really appreciate her taking me to different activities. Soccer training, soccer games, girls' brigade, school, sometimes if I'm lucky, and youth on Fridays. I would say that my mum clocks up a lot of kilometres in our car. Oh, and birthday cakes. My mum really makes a big effort to go through the laborious task of finding the right cake to bake and ice for us each year, staying up till all hours of the night to make it perfect for our birthday party. I'm sure that many of the mums in this room are familiar with these jobs as well. And even if your kids don't tell you, I think that they appreciate it a whole lot. Overall, this verse is saying that a godly supermum works hard for her family and puts in all of her love through her work. The next verse in this passage that stood out to me was verse 20. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. A godly supermum not only cares for her family, but for others too. She is compassionate and kind to those in need. One lady that comes to my mind is Mother Teresa, who was a nun who was remembered for always putting others first and devoting her life to help the poor, sick and needy. One time she travelled through a war zone to save 37 orphaned ill children. Mother Teresa was a Christian and she truly loved and cared for the poorest of poor. An interesting thing is that Mother Teresa was a mother without even having kids. So a godly supermum doesn't necessarily need to have their own kids. I mean, at youth, there are some ladies who aren't technically mothers, but they're like mothers to me because they care for us so much and help each person in times of need. Thank you to everyone in my life who is a godly super mum figure to me and to other kids and youth. Next on to Proverbs 31, verse 26. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. This is saying that she knows what to say and when to say it to help people if they need help. I think that mums can do this well. Since they usually know us from when we were born, they know if there's something wrong and can help speak truth into our lives. When this passage talks about faithful instruction, it is saying that she is kind and gives instruction to those who need it. I, for one, am not very good with faithful instruction. I need to work on hearing the negative things in my character that I need to work on to make me a better person. Deep down, that I know that my mum passes on her advice for good. Sometimes, mums need to speak to their kids' lives, into their kids' lives, even if they know that their kid won't like it, so that in the future, their child will know what they need to change. Now, there's this one girl at school who was coming and sitting with my group at lunch, and she's a year younger than us, and she's a bit of a pain. She'll insult us, then she'll say she's just kidding, and it's difficult because we couldn't talk together in our group when she was there because, yeah, she just wouldn't leave us alone. All the girls in the group thought it was my fault because I'd played sport with her before, and she doesn't really have many friends, mainly because she, you know, insults everyone. So I talked to Mum about it for a while, and she told me that I need to confront this girl to talk to her about my feelings. The other girls in my group have been mean to her, but Mum said I should be kind and respectful to not hurt her feelings if I could help it. I need to tell her the truth and tell her that she needs some friends in her grade. So I plucked up the courage to tell her and I plucked up the courage and spoke about this to her. And it was amazing. She actually went back to hanging with kids in her grade. Mum's wisdom and instruction won out in the end. I think those of us who have a mum with wise words are truly blessed. Finally, the end to the scripture, I think, perfectly sums up the overall image of how to be a godly supermum. Verse 30 reads, "Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." Now, last week in Junior's Bible study, we conveniently learnt what fearing the Lord means. And to sum it up, it's in a few sentences, it's going to be difficult, but yeah. In some parts of the Bible, people see God and they're usually very afraid because they're not good enough for God and they think they're too unholy. Which is right, because none of us are holy. Only God is pure and holy. So fearing God is like respecting him for being all-powerful and holy. It's like a high honor. So fearing God is a positive thing. On the outside, some people might say things that make them sound good and wear things that make them look good. But what matters about being a godly supermum is on the inside. Hard work, compassion, caring, wisdom, and finally, most importantly, fearing and loving God. These are the qualities that we see from a godly supermum and the qualities that I hope I can one day have so that I might become a godly supermum one day too. Would you join with me in praying? Dear God, thank you for all the godly supermums here today. We're so grateful for all of their attributes and how unique and precious they are to us. We know that their goodness is a reflection on how good you are as you work through them. Please help us grow in our faith so our characters might become better and we might become godly supermums and dads in the future too. We love you, Jesus. You're awesome. Amen.